From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In California, on your mark, get set, go. Saturday was the filing deadline for candidates in the election to recall Governor Gray Davis. We have a few takes on that today, including an explanation on how this election is going to work. First, though, Dan Weintraub, political blogger for the Sacramento Bee, joins us from Sacramento once again. Welcome back to the show, Dan.
Thanks.
There was a Gallup poll taken late last week and released over this weekend. It shows that most voters, more than 60%, would vote in favor of recalling Governor Davis. And then it ranked preferences after Governor Davis. And no surprise, Arnold Schwarzenegger is way out in front.
Yeah, I think what is happening here is that once the major candidates announced and filed their papers, the voters took a look at that and they saw, oh, there's a nice menu of choices over here. Now I feel more comfortable with this recall. The governor had wanted this to be a conservative Republican versus Gray Davis, but instead it's Gray Davis versus himself on the first part of the ballot and this choice of five or six fairly well-known names on the other side of the ballot.
Well, the candidate that most people were talking about and looking at over the weekend is Arnold Schwarzenegger. There was some criticism even from fellow Republicans that he's not taking a stance on the issues, though it did emerge over the weekend that he has taken a stance on one important issue here in California. That was Prop 187. That's a ballot initiative passed several years ago that would have denied government services to illegal immigrants. It was ultimately declared unconstitutional, but it was also very unpopular with Hispanic voters.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting issue. The Democratic Party would clearly like to use it against Schwarzenegger. The problem is that measure was approved by 59% of California voters, and Schwarzenegger is an immigrant himself. His campaign already responded. It was interesting. They didn't say, oh, he doesn't remember how he voted, or they didn't, you know, have time to check with him on how he voted. They just said, yeah, he voted for it. He's an immigrant. He followed the rules. He believes in the rule of law, and he thinks that all immigrants would be treated better if everybody followed the law.
What are you going to look for in the coming week, Dan?
I think everybody's going to look for a little more specificity from Schwarzenegger on some of the issues that are currently in the hopper, including all the fiscal and budget issues. We're going to look to see how Bustamante attempts to define himself, the lieutenant governor, who's the Democratic alternative on that second part of the ballot. And most important, we're going to see if this governor can get some traction and get people to listen to him with some kind of probably positive message about what he's done and what he hopes to do through the rest of his term if he's retained. He's just got to get the voters' attention before it's too late.
Dan Weintraub, political blogger for the Sacramento Bee from Sacramento. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.